What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque, and holy moly, how did it become the end of March already? Wow. Tuesday, March 20th is here, and this is wild. Just want to let you know, at the end of the month, we have a powerful conference we're doing down in Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, right on the Charlotte, North Carolina border. Please come down, check us out. We're doing a whole conference there. And would love for you to come and join us. So I actually think, it's crazy, I think you have to be over 50 to be a part of this conference. You can't even lie. It's the 50 plus Josh, Chris, you can't come. It's the 50 plus Joshua and Caleb holy convocation, carrying the fire is going to be, anyway, go to Morningstar Ministries. Check it out. We are already... It's this weekend, so join us. It's going to be a powerful time. I want to call this one Learning to Receive. You know, have you ever met somebody that's just horrible at gifts? Like, I'm not talking about bad gift giving. I'm talking about bad gift opening. Like, I remember one time my kid, you know, all the family's here at Christmas, and Isaac was a little bit younger, and everybody, it was like his turn to open gifts, and so he'd open gifts, and the first few gifts weren't probably that enticing to him. You know, might be, who knows, pajamas or, you know, socks. And he would open the gifts, chuck them to the side, and just blaze to the next one. Meanwhile, I felt bad as his dad. You know, I'm looking at all these people that spent money, wrapped gifts, and he's not even acknowledging. He's not even lifting his head. He's just plowing, and I'm embarrassed. I'm mortified. I'm like, thank you. Oh, thanks so much, auntie. And he's not even looking at them. And I was mortified. I'm like, dude, I got to teach this kid how to open gifts, you know? But on the other extreme, I find people that don't even know how to receive a gift, period. You ever find that person? It's like, oh, they'll give you the world. They'll give you the shirt off their back. They do not want a gift for them. They, you know, I don't have everything I need. I just have you, honey. I don't want a gift. But they'll go out of their way to make sure everybody has gifts in whatever holiday, celebration, birthday it is. But when their day comes, they just don't want anything, and they'd rather not. Oh, please, not for me. When the Bible talks about giving and receiving, so many of us think giving, right? It's like, well, yeah, I got to give, or, oh, man, I got to, okay, I'll pay my tithe, and so, okay, no. It's giving and receiving, meaning we better learn how to do both. If all we understand is giving, we're shortchanging God, because he's the giver of all things, and ultimately, we have to learn to receive. This is why Christianity is so hard for so many people. They think that Christianity is a subtraction. It's like, no. Christianity is an addition. If you receive what he has paid for, then all these other things will be out of your life. Do you understand? So it's not like, oh man, I got to give up this, and oh, now I can't watch this movie, or I can't do this anymore. No. I don't care about all those things. You know what you need to do? Receive him. Receive his presence. Receive his power. Receive his gifts, and inadvertently, you will not do those things. Hence, we learned last week about walking in the spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. And so, I realized that many of us have a broken receiver. It's like God wants to do so many things for you, and you don't even ask. Yesterday, like legit yesterday, MJ, one of our producers here from last week, was he was helping me. You know, I have this like Tinker BMW in the garage, and he was putting my headlights in, and you know, doing it. He was just blessing me, right? Came over, and he brings his tools, quote unquote, but you know, He doesn't have the only tool I need for this whole BMW. It is a 10 millimeter socket. I needed a 10 millimeter socket. And he's trying to explain to me that in everywhere in the world uses millimeter metric system, except America. I don't even have any, you know, my tools, man. It's just a smorgasbord. I don't have any tools. And he's like, I just can't do it. I need one 10 millimeter socket. I didn't have any sockets. And I guess the way the German company set it up, you need that for everything. And I'm sitting here. We don't have the tools, right? Kids are here. You know, all the ladies are gone. We're just like, okay, what are we going to do? And I said, I know what we're going to do. I said, we're going to ask the Lord to give me a 10 millimeter socket. And look, sometimes you have not because you ask not. And it might seem foolish to you. I couldn't get my car worked on unless I have this socket. He's doing a lot, right? All the taillights, replacing the battery, everything. So I held up this bag of like nails. I mean, there's nothing in this bag, right? You know the bag in my garage. And I said, Lord, I thank you that there is a 10 millimeter socket in this bag. And I said, I ask the angels will bring it to me right now. And when I look in this bag, I have the socket I need to do what we're here to do. And I said, amen. And MJ knows he's not going to quite look at me like I'm crazy. And I said, bro, let me tell you something. I said, we've got to have faith. I think I made a joke, like, not to be like George Michael, but you got to have faith. And I said, if you bring the Lord in every circumstance, he'll move on your behalf. I came in here, no lie. I open up the bag. I'm digging through these nails and hammer. There's nothing in there. And there's no sockets except one at the bottom of the bag. And when I pull it up, it's a 10 millimeter socket, the what I needed. And he knew by now. And he's like, oh, man, that's amazing. And I'm like, well, sometimes you don't have because you don't ask. And when it comes to receiving, the first thing we need to learn to do is ask him. Oh, I'm not talking about selfish gain. I'm saying, what does his word say about us? What can we have in his word? What does he want to do for you? Ask him. If you think, oh, I don't want to, just ask him. And after the break, we're going to talk about the way to receive. There's a way to receive, and we're going to hit it in a moment. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Hey guys, I got something great to tell you. This Friday, the 23rd and Saturday, the 24th, we're launching something new, a series called Our Generals. And I'm interviewing people that I know and some that I'm learning to know that are shaping this world for God. It's going to inspire you and ignite you just to do all that God has called you to do. But we're going to start this Friday with Bill Johnson. Pastor Bill has really led a movement out in Redding, California, and has been a personal inspiration in my life. So you're going to be really excited and intrigued and ignited with this interview. Again, this Friday and Saturday, we launched the series Our Generals. What's up? We're back. We're talking about how to receive. We have to learn how to receive. You know, let me tell you something. As a minister, I love giving life to people. I love hearing your story, being available, ministering you. I'm a pastor, man. I really am. I'm a pastor. I want to hear. I want to help you. I want to talk to you. And do you know, just in my role, do you know, people used to say to me, oh, you're too busy. I don't want to bother you. What? That's what I'm here for. And then I did this. I said, look, I'm going to raise up pastors. And because I'm busy. I travel the world. I got the podcast. I'm writing. I'm doing all these things. I said, look, I'm gonna trim it down. I got other pastors that'll do a lot of counseling and meeting. I'm going to make myself available to my core leadership team. It might be a small group, right? It could be anywhere from, you know, 3 to 25, 40 people. That's it. I'm going to make myself available, help you be. And you know what? It didn't even make a difference. That core leadership team would say things to me like, oh, I know you're busy. I know. It's like, really? At some point, it's a you issue and you don't feel like you're worth it. And you don't want to receive. Because when God gives you people in your lives, tap into it. That's why I love old people. I'm not even kidding. I love men and women that just full of wisdom. You put me near somebody that's lived a little bit of life, I'm drilling questions. I want to learn. I want to receive what's on their life. And God wants us today to learn how to receive from him. I'm going to read you a scripture. Psalm 35, verse 27 says this, "Let them shout for joy and be glad, who favor my righteous cause, and let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants." I'm telling you today, God takes pleasure in the prosperity of your life. And that word prosperity, no, it's not this 80 twisted televangelist word where people are money grubbing. That's not what I'm talking about. That word prosperity is blessed, spirit, soul, and body. The Lord takes pleasure in you being completely blessed in every area of your life. But in order for that to happen, you're going to have to learn to receive. You're going to have to learn to receive. There's a posture to receive. Remember Mary and Martha? My wife is a Martha. She would probably, you know, tell Mary to get to work. But there's a posture to receive. Jesus said of Mary, she chose the better part. That means, look, if you want to do great things for God and you want to see your life transformed, be in a position to receive. And it's hard to receive when you're too busy talking and you're too busy working and you're too busy running around. We must be in a posture to receive. He takes pleasure in you being blessed. We talked last week about Matthew 6, seeking first the kingdom of God. You know what first means? First means there's nothing else before it. First means that everything else in life is second. And the question I need to ask you today is, are you ready to receive? Are you ready to make the word first place in your heart? Are you ready to put yourself in a position to receive? That's being single-minded. Because the first is the key word. Nothing comes before first. You can't receive what you don't believe. And so if we don't believe that he's that good and we don't believe that he wants to bless our lives, then we'll never receive from him. And today, you're weighing a lot of situations, friends. Direction, maybe financial things you're believing for, maybe a new job, maybe you're believing for a spouse, whatever it is you're believing for, right? Addiction to be broken. Get in a posture to receive. Get in a posture to receive and understand that he is for you and he takes pleasure in you being blessed. Look, today I want you to keep that in the forefront of your mind. I want you to remember it. Meditate on Psalm 35:27, and above all, position yourself to receive. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.